You see, you'd have to lay them. They couldn't lay them straight. Now they can make a straight rail fence by putting in two posts and laying the rail in between the posts. They do make them straight, but most of the people in this area didn't make them straight. And I've seen some of both of them. There are very few rail fences. I know where one or two are now. In fact, once or twice I started to buy one and put some up in the edge of my yard up here. I have a big place in here, but I haven't done it. There's no particular point in doing it. But the regular old rail fences would be zigzag, which you see pictures of them, though, where they have them straight and they have the posts and just lay the rails in between them, like kind of like that.
Have you ever heard different names for the rail fence as to whether it's zigzag or the...
No, I wouldn't have any knowledge on that.
If you had a milk cow, what would you use to carry the milk in?
Well, we had pails.
And would that be metal or wood?
They would be metal. You never use wood pails for milk.
And would you call it a pail if it was made out of wood or something?
Well, I guess you could call it a pail, but I don't think you ever used a wooden bucket for... Of course, it'd be more now to be referred to a bucket. Somebody might refer to it as a pail, but of course you could refer to it as a milk bucket, for that matter. We did have buckets. We had buckets and we had pails. A bucket would be generally shorter and larger around, and a pail would be taller, and a lot of times you'd have a cover for it. That would be the milk pail or can.
How do you refer to your good dishes?
Big pardon?
Do you refer to your good dishes?
Well, you refer to them as china, and I don't know if we have any special, call them china.
Now, you ever see an egg made out of china?
Well, we have, yes, I have seen them, yes, I've seen the egg made out of China egg, yeah. Of course, now, your real good plates, they're what you call bone china. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Incidentally, I don't want to show you my dishes, but there's a little boy came here one time when the kids here were Halloween, and a bunch of children in there, and the little boy looked up there and says, "Lady, you sure got some pretty dishes." But we have a set of the Georgia plates. In fact, we have a whole lot of plates. We have the whole set of dishes, and these dishes have been made the Georgia plates, official plate for the state of Georgia. Do you know of that or not?
Yeah.
Well, they just did that this year. And of course, that's the official plate for the state of Georgia. Now, that's the one of Oglethorpe. And of course, it's got a lot of them. In fact, it's got scenes in Georgia. This is scenes in Richmond Academy, Augusta, and this is Capitol, Atlanta. And I won't bother, but anyway, I think you got about 12 or 15. But this has been made the official plate for the state of Georgia now. Yeah. And they sell them up in Sandersville, Georgia. And of course, we've had them for many years. We this past year, we bought two sets of the plates from our two daughters. But we have picked them up over the years. Otherwise, when my wife and I started buying them, they were $3 a piece, and now they're about $12 a piece. I mean, it was $3 a piece, but anyway, and I'm not going to show it to you, but I'm not bragging on it. I don't mean to be bragging, but I started off, my wife's got a good set of bone china that she bought in England over in there. We've got some nice dishes and stuff and so forth.
The china egg, what would a china egg be used for?
Well, they used them for different things. They used to put them in the hen nest, as what they call a nest egg for the